How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control, and the dunk! Oh, my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep, left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Well, hello, everybody. It's a Monday night. It's 6 o'clock. That means it is time for the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. I'm Gary. This is Yancey.
Yep.
Hi.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. No Chuck tonight. We will have a couple of people join us on the program as the list kind of goes like this. Coming up in the next segment, we'll get from the Gator Bait and also from the Buddy Martin Show, Buddy Martin. He will be on with us.
He's really, really good. Really good.
We'll have our usual moment with Harry Harrison a little shorter in time as we bring in our buddy Gordon Ford as well onto the program. As basketball continues to go on, we'll catch up with the G-Man. So that's where we're going today. Florida discussion, football Ole Miss-wise with Harry, basketball Ole Miss-wise with Gordon.
Yeah, I thought Ole Miss basketball Saturday, that's what they envisioned Beard when he put that team together. We'll kind of get into some of the tidbits that I saw from that game. But, you know, I really like the direction. The best overall game they played this season. They looked really good against Illinois. I thought really struggled the next three games. First three games of the regular season, but really got it on track Saturday.
You know, I'm scrolling through getting the Ole Miss news and whatever, and basically would just going to be telling you when they play next. But in the Ole Miss notes and things on the Ole Miss page, Chris Beard is now on a 19-game win streak in the month of November, 45-6 with his teams in his D1 coaching career in November.
Wow.
45-6. Hmm. Now,
he's won a lot everywhere he's been, so that's not shocking.
Don't come after G-Darb if they lose the November game now. Because I firmly believe in the old radio man's jinx.
Yeah.
We do that a lot.
Yeah. Mikal Jones and Dia really got down in the post and really dominated against a really good Colorado State team that won 25 games last year, won a game in the postseason tournament. Obviously, when you shoot the ball like they did, good things are going to happen. But I really liked what I saw down low in that game Saturday.
Don't forget text messages as well at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093. We've got some offensive line discussions. We've got other things we need to get into. Again, 662-426-1093. And as always, I like to tell you about First South Farm Credit. At the top of the program, they've been here for us for nearly 100 years in helping us out in communities and agriculture. They're ready to guide you through that financial journey at First South Farm Credit. Now we get five things with Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Steve Grantham operating 9 of those in the states of Mississippi and Tennessee. What's on your mind?
Yeah, the first thought of the day, it will be interesting to see if Ole Miss running back Logan Diggs returns this season. We hear that he's indeed practicing, but we're also hearing that he could wait a little while longer. It would be really nice for Logan to have a couple games back to knock the rust off and getting comfortable trusting his knee again before the playoffs start. Thought number two, watching the games this past weekend gave me even more confidence that Ole Miss, affirmation that Ole Miss has a legitimate shot to win it all. As long as they make the playoffs, Gary, yeah. Taking care of business these next two games. Speaking of watching games, I watched the Florida-LSU game closely this past Saturday. Ole Miss better come in ready for a war because Florida is playing with their hair on fire with their star freshman quarterback, DJ Lagway, back in the lineup. They look like a top 10 team this past Saturday. It's very scary in my eyes. Thought number four, the biggest key in the Ole Miss-Florida game will be Ole Miss's ability to shut down Florida's run game and get any kind of semblance of a running game of their own on the offensive side of the ball. The Gators are playing very, very physical along both lines of scrimmage. And the last thought of the day, I thought the Ole Miss Hoops team played by far their best outing of the season Saturday against Colorado State. They had Malik Dibb playing down low in the post and not hanging out on the wing, while their best offensive post player, Mikel Brown Jones, had his best game to date this past Saturday. That changes the total makeup of the team. Are they long enough to make a serious run in the NCAA? I have my doubts, but I do believe they are NCAA quality team.
I had an opportunity, you know, no Ole Miss game, no Memphis Grizzlies game to watch a lot of college football too.
Yeah.
Although the kids had me running around and I'm still sore from the whole weekend.
That's
but
right.
the point is, I watched that Oregon-Wisconsin game.
Yeah.
And even though they fired Coach Longo after the game, Wisconsin proved you could line up and run straight at Oregon in that game. They didn't have a quarterback that could help make the other plays that they needed, but they lined up and ran it right at Oregon.
Yeah, they
did. So that's where I kind of saw some things there with Oregon that you're talking about. To your point with Florida, defensively, they've had their moments where they've looked really, really good all season long.
Yeah.
And that front seven of theirs
really good.
Looks really good.
Yeah.
You're right. And so that game has kind of changed a little bit as we look at it going into this week in my eyes.
Yep. They're 4-0 with Lagway at the quarterback, and they're 1-5 without him. So that says it all.
We'll come back and we'll get into it from the Florida side of things next.
Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family. From dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury, leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000 or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
November 18th edition of the program. Gary and Yancey with you. Rhinos in the big studio in Jackson. We'll a little bit later on have Harry Harrison and Gordon Ford with a little Ole Miss football, a little Ole Miss basketball discussion. Your text message is still to go at 662-426-1093. But now Buddy Martin's going to join us. He does a little bit of everything in and around Florida, whether it's Gator Bait, the Buddy Martin Show, you name it, Buddy does it. Hello, sir.
Hey, how you doing? Well, I can't hold a job. I got to do. I take in cleaning on the weekend, mow grass, whatever I got to.
I understand. In the media business is what you have to do, buddy. You take six different gigs to equal one. I'm with you.
Hey, y'all need a house painted?
Buddy, I've got to ask you. I mean, where is this Florida team? They look like they were playing for a national championship against LSU. I said in my five thoughts a little bit earlier, they were playing with their hair on fire. The fans were too. I mean, what's going on?
This is a mystery question. You know, we're trying to figure this out. And I'm basically a glass half full guy. I try to avoid being a homer, you know, but I'm what I call my name. I've admitted I'm a fan journalist. I think it's okay to be a fan journalist today.
That's right.
One team I follow closely, care about, and I, you know, I want them to win, but I don't get blinded by it. You know, like I can't, I know they're flawed. So it's really a fascinating season because I'm fairly good at getting a handle on this kind of stuff. But, man, I'm going to tell you what, this thing's been tough to get a handle on. And I started out in a very optimistic mode and thought Billy would have a shot. I mean, when you have a guy who's got the resume he's got, and he's coached with people like Saban, you know, people with blue bloods in the business, and he's highly regarded as a man of character, what have you. And he's a quarterback. He calls plays. Just the kind of guy I think I like as a coach. But he didn't somehow or another get it right away. And I said this a lot of times, Yancey, he's a guy who's like a carpenter. You know, there was one guy who was a pretty good carpenter. Pretty good guy who was a carpenter in this world one time. He is a measure twice, cut once kind of guy. And I've been saying that about him for 3 years. Problem is, if your guy that hires you to build a building wants that thing built in 6 months, maybe you can't measure twice everything, you know? So it's been kind of a conundrum in that regard, not knowing exactly what kind of play caller he's going to be, mostly being positive, but then seeing him go into a tailspin. He just couldn't have like the old buzzer's luck. Nothing to eat and nothing to die, you know, buzzer's luck. He just couldn't get. And then he finally starts getting a good quarterback in here. And by the way, I'm going to go on record. I'm patting myself on the back. I was a lagway guy from the moment I saw him on film. And I said right there, he will be a great quarterback someday in school. Based on what limited knowledge I had and his ability to throw the football, and his quick release, I just love the guy. And then the fact he could run, and then, of course, a few other guys that came through that were fairly significant too at that bunch. I liked them a lot. I'm on record saying I think they got some really good young players, but can they get to them and hold his job that long? It's been kind of like that since that time about, you know, the landlord's coming for the rent. And so finally, at this moment, when the landlord was there and said, cough up the money or lose or leave, he got a break. Got his quarterback got back. I'm telling you, I'm not going to say it was like the old days in the Swamp, but I've been going to the Swamp for 50 years, so I can go back a long way. But it was a special day in the Swamp. I'm going to pat myself on the back and say I called it. I said, Lagway plays, they'll win the football game. Because I just thought one team was going north, one team was going south. Florida had no place to go but north because they were so far down. And by golly, you saw it happen. I mean, people say, I heard one of the analysts today say, Dusty Dvorak say he might be the best quarterback in the country. So, I mean, he really is a special player. He is going to be special here. Now, they didn't win the championship. It wasn't like they won the SEC. They won a game. But a game that was so critical to that program, I can't tell you how much it was needed. So there's new life in the Swamp. Happy days are here again. Who would have thought they'd get a chance to get to a bowl game? They got to play a tough team this week. We know about Ole Miss. That's a game that I don't think they can win. But they got Florida State the next week. They can go 6-6. And yes, it is that day when you just got to be bowl eligible. I never thought when Steve Spurrier was coaching for 12 years in Florida, never mind, we'd ever say to, hey, got a chance to be bowl eligible. You need more than that. So that's where we are. Sets up for a nice game. I think it's going to be a little too much. I like Ole Miss. Ole Miss might be the best team in the league right now, but it's unfortunately lost a couple. So we'll see what happens, because the thing about Ole Miss is they can play defense too. So, and we know what the quarterback can do. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting that this team has earned his scholarships this week.
Buddy, in watching the game, and we know the hamstring injury, I was impressed with DJ's arm strength, because that's what helped him in that game against LSU. He made some throws that you just normally don't see a guy make on a given day, much less kind of on a bad limb, so to speak. He really showed an arm on Saturday against LSU.
That's true. He does have good arm strength, and he also is smart with the football. What I like about it, and I can't tell if this is Yancey or not, is this you, Yancey?
This is Gary. Gary speaking to you.
Okay. Sorry about that. I'm not hearing all of my car radio very good here. But the thing about this guy is he's a smart quarterback. He's learning where to go with the football. He got a great, went to school on Graham Mertz. Graham Mertz has been fantastic as a mentor to him. The checks and things they have to make in the motion of this offense is complicated. And you just get all that down for, you know, shoot, I remember when John Elway made his debut with the Broncos in Pittsburgh, he went out and lined up by the guard. You know, and so it's not easy out there. And this cat is so cool. He's very good. He's smart with the football. He throws it. And by the way, he's a terrific runner. You didn't see that, of course, because he was hurt. But, yeah. I think he's the quarterback of the future in the SEC. I said it before. I was on record as saying it. My own people laughed at me when I said it last spring. I said, I think he's not going to be just a good quarterback. He's going to be a great quarterback someday. And I'm sick with that, and I think so far I've been right. For a change.
Buddy, if Florida is to win this game, they have to do what against Ole Miss Saturday?
Well, that's a good question. Have consistency in the offense and continually let the defense play. By the way, that's the story no one's talking about. The defense really been playing good. And they got some rushing on the edge now. They're young secondary, banged up. They're playing well. They're playing against a savvy guy, and they're going to get burned. They got to be able to have amnesia if they do, because we know what Ole Miss can do with the football when they get into you. So, although Ole Miss is more of a running team than people realize, they like to run the football too, and they can throw the rock. So I think they got to not turn it. I hate to sound like a cliche coach here, but you can't turn it over. They got to have a couple of drives of at least, let's say, well, they didn't control the ball at all. You know, they didn't have the ball at all. They still won the football game. They got to have a couple of sustained drives for touchdowns and not turn it over and let it become a boat race, which it could. So I don't expect them to win this game. I think what would be good if they were competitive, gave Lane just a little bit of a test. The defense played with their hair on fire. These young linebackers came through. They got some pressure on the QB. I think they'd have to do all the above They're going to play good football. They're going to play better football than they played against LSU.
All right, buddy. Thanks for being with us tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, buddy.
Guys, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on. Yancey, I'll talk to you again, sir.
You too. Have a blessed day, my man.
That's Buddy Martin, editor, publisher, Gator Bait Magazine, host of the Buddy Martin Show. Let me tell you about the Faris Group before we hit the break. They're our partner in retirement, nearly two decades of expertise in helping retirees invest and distribute those savings. The Faris Group continues to provide clients with unparalleled level of service and have delivered results. They have locations in Oxford, Ridgeland, Little Rock, Baton Rouge. Give them a call. It's toll-free, 1-877-327-3735. I think the Ole Miss defensive line has to put pressure on Lagway. Yeah, you got to make him move.
LSU had zero sacks.
That's right. Got to make him move. All right, we'll come back. Text messages after the break.
Can you imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings? Paxton Faris and the Faris Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Faris Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Faris Group, farisgroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Faris Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty toddy. And go Rebs.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford. At Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, friends, big thanks to Buddy. Still to go, Harry Harrison, Gordon Ford, good, bad, and ugly. We've got your scouting report. We'll take a look at some recruiting news and then the Ole Miss and SEC news. That's Gary and Yancey with you today. All right. Text messages at 426-1093, and if you've got other questions, get them in now. We'll be glad to try and get to them here in this one or the rest of the show, 662-426-1093. Yancey, any idea about the offensive line who might be starting coming up Saturday morning?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't expect any changes. Gary, we'll kind of go over the injuries in a minute, but, you know, they've been – basically settled on this starting five. When Jaquan Scott came back in there at right guard, he's kind of settled in there. We know Reese McIntyre's there at center. You know, Klepto's been at left guard, and Pounder's been there at left tackle, and Pettis has been at right tackle. But, you know, when do they start getting Williams and Jeremy James back into the mix, or do they at all against Florida? That's kind of the big question, I think, going into this weekend. Lane kind of volunteered an injury report today at the press conference, which was very surprising because he never talks about injuries. But he said the whole offensive line is ready now. He said Trey Harris is healthy, get the best wide receivers coming back, and Logan Dix is practicing. And we'll go over some of that in the practice report, in the injury report. But, you know, it looks like to right now that everybody's ready to go.
Well, let's follow that Diggs comment up, because the person on the text message line asked about Dominique Thomas or what even about Amos as that short yardage back. Any thoughts on that?
Well, we
saw
both of them get several carries there against Georgia, so I would expect to continue to see him. I don't expect Logan Diggs, if he does return, to come out of the gate, you know, rushing the ball 18, 25 times. I would imagine it's going to be 5, 6, 7 carries, and I think Thomas and Amos are definitely going to be involved, probably with the majority of the carries going to Bentley.
662-426-1093. And this one comes in. If everyone has two losses and the goal is to make the playoffs, wouldn't it be better not to make the SEC championship game?
Yeah.
100%.
Yes, because the third loss is going to knock you out.
Although they say they're not going to, you know, do that.
Penalize somebody.
But I think they would.
Yeah. I mean, they did last year with Georgia, right? They were undefeated and playing Alabama in the championship game. They were clearly the best team in the country last year. They lost the championship game, the first loss, and they're out.
And so it could come down to 6 different teams, I think, right? Or is it 5 right now? Texas and Texas A&M are 5-1. Georgia's done at 6-2.
Yep.
Tennessee's 5-2. Ole Miss and Alabama are 4-2.
Yeah.
So there could be a 6-way tie.
That's right.
At the back end of it.
Yeah.
You know, right now, Georgia's already played 4 of those teams.
Yeah.
Georgia's 2-2 against that group. They played the most in that. Alabama and Tennessee are 1-1 against that group. Ole Miss is 1-0 because they beat Georgia but won't play any of the rest of them. Texas A&M has played nobody in that top 6. They'll get Texas at the end of it. And so Texas is 0-1, losing to Georgia. Right now, all tiebreakers in a 2-loss group really looks like it's going to favor Georgia if it's a bunch of people.
The way that I understood it, Gary, is that if Alabama beats Auburn, they play the winner of Texas A&M.
Most likely. That's the scenario.
Yeah, that's the scenario. Now, if Alabama loses to Auburn, and then it is just, I have no idea. That's why this whole championship game now, you don't even
really
have divisions.
Because they've already beaten Texas. They've already beaten Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
They're two and two against those teams. Ole Miss is 1-0.
Yes, but if Alabama loses, that drops on down. See, so they're still going to be able to go through that tie-breaking scenario. It's wild.
It would be wild. The ultimate. Everybody's talking about that Texas A&M game. But if Freeze, you know, and he rises up against Alabama,
every once in a while,
he beats Alabama, I have no idea how it's going to go down. I don't know. But you're right. You don't really want to play in that championship game. It gives you a bye in the first round, but you also got to play that extra game. And I think playing an SEC championship quality opponent is going to be tougher than that first round.
Texas hosts Kentucky, plays at A&M. A&M goes to Auburn, then Texas. It is Georgia, done. Tennessee, at Vandy. Alabama, at Oklahoma, at home with Auburn. And then, of course, we know Ole Miss's schedule is Florida, Mississippi State. So your text messages, as always, brought to you by Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com. How about that Rebel injury report?
Yeah, well, you know, Lane volunteered the information today, said that his whole offensive line is healed now. So I guess Jeremy James is good. Williams is obviously good. So we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. Jackson Dart, as we know, he had a boot on this past week. I understand that it's off now, and he's going to be good to go. Logan Diggs, who we've been talking about all year, he had mentioned on the Kiffin show a week ago that he expected him to give it a try for the Florida game. I know he's been out there this week, but I don't know. I'm hearing mixed things. I'm hearing he still could be a little ways away from actually playing. I don't know if this is – a gamesmanship between Kiffin and Florida right now. When he said something about Diggs, we'll see. Coletto, you know, he's been battling some injuries, but he battled through it this past game against Georgia. He was out. I'm hearing Caden Prescorn. We know that he still has that bruised leg, but he's still practicing right now, and he should be good to go. How much he can go, I don't know. Caden Lee's been battling the shoulder injury, but he's continued to be gone. And then obviously the only player that I know of that is definitely out is Henry Parrish. And then we're all waiting on Trey Harris, but Lane said he's getting the best wide receiver in the country back against Florida, so we'll see.
2 days from now, the injury report comes out. Last game, it had 26 on it. Let's wait and see. Let's wait and see what happens with that one.
There'll be a bunch of them, I promise.
Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine bringing that injury report to you. OxfordOrtho.com. A lot of guys to get to in the next segment. Harry Harrison and Gordon Ford will both be with us, so stick around.
Spark something uncommon this holiday season with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, folks, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They scour the globe as Uncommon Goods for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Just a few of the favorite gifts I've found on Uncommon Goods include a do-it-yourself storybook kit for my niece. My daughter's got me the MLB Sunday Slugger Ceramic Ice Cream Bowl set. Love my Braves. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids, to hits from everyone from book lovers to diehard sports fans like us, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. It is the season of giving, after all. So get 15% off your next gift by going to uncommongoods.com/TOC for Talk of Champions. That's uncommongoods.com/TOC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Ole Miss fans, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. And if you sign up today with promo code Talk of Champions, you can get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Trust me, I've played and pitched for them all, but Prize Picks stands above the rest. Honestly, I have no idea why I waited this long. Yes, I cover the Rebels, so I've focused my picks on the MLB playoffs, including home run cash-ins on Mookie Betts and others. It's a blast, easy, and secure. Make your picks in less than 60 minutes with Prize Picks, and when they hit, you can get your money as quickly as 15 minutes. Even better, Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. Think Justin Jefferson will get more than 83.5 yards this week? Yeah, me too. Win real money this football season with Prize Picks. Download the app today and use promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's Prize Picks and promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. Prize Picks, run your game.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford.
Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Ken and Clary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Ken and Clary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Ken and Clary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Ken and Clary McGraw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at RiverlandLLC.com or call 844-901-ROOF. Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hottie toddy and go Rebs.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website at ticossteakhouse.com or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
This portion of our program is brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929. There are 54 locations in six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. We're going to spend about 10 minutes with Harry Harrison, then we'll have about 7 minutes to go with Gordon Ford. A little football, a little hoop. Gary and Yancey are the two in studio, and Harry Harrison joins us by phone. Hey, buddy.
What's going on, my man?
Man, not much. Harry, I know you probably got a chance to see that game Saturday, if not the highlights from the Florida LSU game. Were you impressed, as impressed with Florida as I was?
I certainly was. It's a young team that's really coming alive. They're gaining some momentum, and they're certainly gaining some experience. But the quarterback, hopefully he's still going to be injured. He won't be able to run, but he's a threat to run or throw. And they've got two young wide receivers that are, right in the top of the national stats as far as catches, yards per catch. A guy named Elijah Badger and Shamir Dyke. So they got some weapons, and Florida's got players. There's no doubt about that. It's just been a long process since Billy Napier got there. to get to recruit the right guys and get them on the right page. And they've had some injury at quarterback. Graham Merce was their starter to begin the season. He's out for the year. And then they've got this freshman, DJ Lagway. They hadn't seen a front like the Ole Miss Rebels. So I'm hoping we're going to continue to put that kind of pressure on him and see if we can't get some picks out of deal.
Don't you think that's where it is, right? Make him get on the move because he showed that he didn't want to run. He couldn't run and used his arm. And then on the other one, kind of piggyback on that because their defensive line sacked Nussmeier 7 times in that game.
Yeah, you know, we went into Baton Rouge, did not sack Nussmeier a time. We heard him several times, but we never got him on the ground. They got him 7 times Saturday. Big number 88. I don't know what his name is yet, but he was a real force inside, about 6'5" or 6'6". And, their defensive front had a really good day. It really, you know, if you look at the stats overall in the SEC, Florida is not eye-popping whatsoever. But in the last few weeks, they're gaining a lot of momentum, and those young guys are getting a lot of reps. They're playing really well at the end of the season. So we've got to play a really good game, go in there. You know, it's a loud place to play. It's 11 in the morning, well, 12 their time, but that might be an advantage for the Rebels since we practice in the morning, but it'll be a loud spot, and we're going to have to play really well.
You know, we had a listener ask the question, what do you expect the starting five on offensive line to be this week? Because everybody's healthy now. Do you expect any changes, or do you expect Williams and James to get any rotation snaps at all?
Yeah, I think Williams will probably rotate out that left tackle. Diego Pounds would be my guess, Yancey. I mean, I'm going to get a chance to slip by there tomorrow and catch a little practice, but that's going to be my guess. First 2 weeks that he was capable of playing, he hurt his left knee early in the season, so they didn't want him trying to drop and setting on that left side. They had him playing the right side. So, obviously, he could play both ways. He could go either side, left or right. I think I expect to see big Micah Pettis out of right tackle, and probably Bulow or Kaleppo at left guard. If Kaleppo's back, he'll be a left guard, and Bulow at right guard. And then, of course, you start Diego Pounds, or we will. And I'm sure he'd be the starter because he's been out there, you know, now for several straight games. But Jaden Williams is one of our better offensive linemen. He's been dinged up now with a little knee injury for weeks and weeks, but he's back. I think he's full tilt, so I expect him to play a lot. And then Jeremy James could play left guard or right guard, is depending. And we just got a bunch of guys now that can substitute in there, and you don't miss a lick. So Jaquan Scott at right guard, and of course McIntyre has been the starting center, and he hadn't been out many plays the entire season. So I think you certainly expect him to be there as the starter. But this offense has really the last few weeks been in a great place offensively, throwing the ball around. Trey Harris, I think, is the X factor. I think he'll be back Saturday. But without him, I thought we've distributed the ball to a lot of different receivers, and our offense has probably really been, more wide open without him in there. But obviously you want him in there because he's a great weapon to have outside.
Yeah, the offensive line would be critical. You know, Florida got after him 7 times. The LSU quarterback, I don't think he had been sacked a total of 7 times the whole season. Ole Miss didn't get there in at all. And then on the other side of the ball, Florida did not allow any sacks against the LSU. And you know what they did to the Ole Miss offensive line. But that offensive line has been critical in the improvements they made in pass blocking. And I think that'll come out and be very significant this Saturday.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think you're no doubt about it. That's why I said we got to go in there and play one of our better games, because we all know what a tough place to play it is. We've had a lot of luck down in Florida, through the years. We've had a lot of games we've won down there, and I don't know if we were the better team or not, but we definitely in 2008 we weren't the better team, but we went in there and won. Tim Tebow's senior year, and we upset them 31-30. But the Rebels are going in there as a double-digit favorite, so you're not going to go in there many times to Florida Field as a double-digit favorite. That's for darn sure.
I think there's one area that Ole Miss can take advantage of Florida defensively, and that's throwing the football. They did a great job against Nussmeier this past Saturday, but they've got some young guys in the secondary, some injuries there. And if Ole Miss's offensive line can hold that defensive line, I think, the Florida DBs get their eyes in the wrong places a lot. I think that's where the biggest mismatch for Ole Miss lies. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's certainly an option. I mean, you know, we're gonna try to establish the run, and that's not been our forte all year. We're averaging, what, 170-something yards a game, but throwing it for almost 400 a game. So, obviously, we got more weapons out wide than we do, but our tight ends have been a big part of that. But, you know, if you got to keep a tight end in and block, so be it. I mean, we'll figure that out as the game wears on. But definitely, I think the advantage Ole Miss as far as throwing the football down the field, and I don't care, you know, young, old, or whoever's in there, it all starts in the trenches, as we've talked about week after week, and people get tired of hearing that. But the truth is the truth. When you win the battle in the trenches, you normally win the game. And this Ole Miss offensive line is probably as healthy as it's been all season, and I certainly expect us to win that battle come Saturday.
On the opposite side of the ball there, Harry, I've been very impressed with Kennedy's development there at cornerback. He's been playing at a really high level the last several games. And then we saw Graves come in there against Georgia. I don't know if Kennedy got nicked up in the second half, but he really held his own and played a fantastic game. We know what Amos is going to do on the other side. As you know, as you said, Florida has two outstanding wide receivers. That's going to be a critical matchup as well.
Well, it is, Yancey, but it all really, once again, starts up front. If you get pressure on that quarterback, it's so much harder to throw off that back foot or falling backwards than it is when you got time to stand in there and survey the field. So it's a young quarterback, true freshman in Lagway. But I think if we can get our defensive line cranked back up like they played, 10 days ago against Georgia, then the advantage will be Ole Miss for sure.
All right, Mr. Harry, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you so much. As always, Harry. See you down there. I hope to see you.
All right, baby.
Okay, Harry Harrison with us. As he mentioned, Caleb Banks is number 88, 6'6", 325. And I don't know how many times you've ever seen a number 21 who's 6'5", 450. 450.
I don't know how you move at 450.
Really, they have him on the roster at 449, so he's a biscuit away from 450.
Good gosh. I mean, but you just got to look. I mean, their offensive line held LSU to zero sacks.
Yep.
And so, like Harry said, that's probably going to be the key to the game. Can Ole Miss create constant pressure on DJ? And if they can, it's going to make it for a long day. But if they can't, they give him time to throw and get his confidence going. It could be a struggle.
Gordon Ford needs to eat a lot of biscuits to get to 450. How you doing, G?
I'm doing good. I do need to eat a lot of biscuits to get to 450. But, yeah, it's been a good weekend for Ole Miss basketball. They had the reunion, which I was there and part of, and then a very good game on Saturday in South Haven where they beat Colorado State, who was 25-11 last year, an NCAA tournament team, and looked pretty good in that game.
Yeah, they did. G-Man, what I really noticed was that they got some low post production. Dia was down there, you know, not hanging out on the outside. He did shoot a couple threes and made some. He's a good outside shooter, but he was, you know, getting some buckets down low. And then Mikael Brown-Jones also got down there, who they say is their best offensive post player. What kind of difference did you think that made in that game?
Well, I think it made a huge difference, especially Dia. I mean, he's been hanging around outside, and I think that him getting on the block, well as Mikael Brown-Jones down there, was a big, huge difference. And Padilla, I mean, he's just wearing it out, you know. I mean, right now, you know, they're kind of small, but, you know, that was a good team they beat, and I think they beat them 17-18. But against South Alabama, I did not think that they played particularly well. The guys were not posting up, and I know that I talked to some people that they really were working on posting up against Colorado State, but against South Alabama, I did not think that was a very good game.
You know, one player that seems to really has skyrocketed up in minutes and value to the team, and his role is getting bigger and bigger, is Davin Barnes, the player out of Sam Houston, 6'4" guard there. He does a lot. He doesn't do anything just great, but he does everything really good. He just kind of seems like that junkyard dog.
He is, and, you know, he can hit some shots too. If you remember last year we played Sam Houston State, and he came into the, you know, he got like 18, 25 points, something like that last year. That's one of the reasons they recruited him. And, you know, he's from Collierville High School in the Memphis area, and, I mean, he's a – good shooter, good defender, and they really like him. So there was also another guy, Vole, and he's had an undisclosed injury. And I'm waiting to kind of see him play because you and I talked about this today, that they need a big center. And I'd just like to see him play a little bit more. I know he's had some undisclosed injury, and hopefully they say he'll be ready in the next 2 or 3 days.
Well, that's interesting. That's some good news there. Didn't know what his status was. Just know that we have not seen any of the big fella. And then, you know, another interesting development is Sean Padula and Jalen Murray. They're really using them, those two combo a lot. It does put you on the shorter end, right? You're going about 5'9" and 6'1", 6 feet. But those two seem to really work good together.
Oh, they do. And both of them could shoot the ball. Padula, I mean, he was third-team All-ACC. He was a highly recruited player in the portal. And it came down to Ole Miss and Oklahoma, and Ole Miss ended up winning out. And he's from Oklahoma. So, you know, I know there's probably a lot of NIL money spent on him. You know, the bottom line is I think he was the missing link for the Rebels. And, you know, I talked to a former player today, Joe Harbell, and he basically had said, you know, that he controls the tempo, and I kind of like the way he does it. And, you know, Ole Miss is 3-0. They play Oral Roberts Thursday night, and then next week they go to La Jolla, California, play BYU, and then Louisville. So, you know, they got their work cut out for them starting next week.
What do you know about Oral Roberts? What kind of team do they have?
Well, last year they were 11-19. You know, in a year or two before, they went to the NCAA tournament and won some games. But, you know, I know one thing. Back in the day, my dad was going to go out there and be an assistant coach, and it didn't work out. So I've always kind of followed them a little bit. But, they're a Summit League team, and, you know, they weren't very good last year, and I just don't see them giving the Rebels a lot of trouble.
Well, my friend, I really appreciate it. We look forward to seeing Ole Miss tip it off Thursday. It should be a great game, and hopefully they can continue on what they started Saturday because they look like a total different team. They look like the one that played Illinois in the exhibition game not the next three.
People forget that. They did beat Illinois, and I know you've got to get me off here, but I'll be seeing all of y'all next week when I'm in the studio. So, you know, go Rebels and go Rebel football.
We look forward to having you on. Thank you again. Thank you, G-Man.
All right, good deal. Bye-bye.
Excellent. Do you think, you know, look, in today's basketball world, too, I don't know, it takes some time to figure out who plays well together, what that rotation needs to be, how you need to do certain things. And so you're tinkering, yes, in practice, you're tinkering in these exhibition games, but you really need these first few to kind of figure some things out, too. About who plays these two guards together well. What do we do with these big guys? Who gets this five-minute stretch? There's a lot of that Coach Beard's having to do, and others as well, in this NIL everybody transfer world we live in.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Illinois game back then, you had Bowl was getting a lot of minutes there, and now he's had some injuries, undisclosed injuries. He hasn't been playing the last few games. And then Davin Barnes, he was kind of like the 10th or 11th man in the rotation, and now he's become basically the 7th man behind Brakefield, so his role has steadily increased. So you got to fill out your team, like you said. They brought in 10 transfers, 3 returning players. So there's a lot of new faces, and everybody's got to learn, you know, who plays best and what combos.
We still have some things to get in by the end of the program. SEC and Ole Miss news, our recruiting red and blue chips segment, and the good, the bad, and the ugly as we finish up tonight's Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Way over town, that's good to me. Oh, yeah. I don't know she's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right, she's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, Ole Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
The first thing we need to do is the SEC and Ole Miss News, brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. Today was the kids' game at the pavilion on the Ole Miss campus, and the Ole Miss women's basketball team beat Jackson State 76-44. Coach Yell won her 200th game as a head coach overall, 106 at Ole Miss. They forced 29 turnovers, stole the ball 20 times, most steals in a women's basketball game since 2016. They get a week off, and they will go to the Bahamas, and they play Boston College on the 25th. As Gordon said, the Ole Miss men's team returns to action on Thursday against Oral Roberts at 7. And then Ole Miss was number 9 in both the AP and the coaches poll. Tennessee fell to 10 in the AP, 11 in the coaches, and both polls move Georgia in front of Ole Miss at number 8.
Yeah, that's going to be really interesting to see what that poll comes out tomorrow night. A lot of eyes will be on it.
So we'll update you on all of that next week. Now let's get into the recruiting segment. Red and Blue Chips, brought to you by the Grove Collective. What do we have?
Yeah, you know, it's been a big week or 2 weeks since the Ole Miss victory over Georgia. Gary, they picked up their two highest-rated commits to date since they beat Georgia. They picked up Alabama five-star commit Caleb Cunningham out of Aberdeen, Mississippi, and LSU's highest-rated offensive line commit Devin Harper, who's rated number 78 nationally overall for all positions. He's also from Shreveport, so there's not many times that Ole Miss goes into the Bayou State and grabs one of LSU's players, and they did. That was a very significant commitment in my eyes. They also picked up their first 2026 commitment and four-star Zion Leary. He's out of Pensacola. If you noticed during these reports the last few weeks, Gary, a lot of players from Florida we've been mentioning, and they've been really zoning in on the Sunshine State and having a lot of success. So hard work is paying off for them. Another interesting note from another player from Florida, Milton, defensive end, 6'7", 270-pound defensive end, Tylan Lee, committed to Ole Miss a couple weeks ago. But on three sports, he flipped from Southern UCF to Ole Miss, but he went from a non-ranked player to the number 71 overall ranked player by On3Sports. So now he's a top 100 national player. That gives Ole Miss 9 commitments, football commitments, in the newly released On3Sports top 300. And they've moved up now to number 16 in the team rankings. You know, there's been kind of a Merry Flipmas kind of joke with Lane since he arrived. And here's some Merry Flipmas candidates that I think that the listeners out there should keep their ears for. 4-star LSU offensive tackle commit Tyler Miller out of Laurel. 4-star MSU linebacker commit Tyler Lockhart out of Winona. 4-star Auburn quarterback commit Deuce Knight out of George County. Been a lot of talk about him flipping to Ole Miss lately. He came over there with his good friend Caleb Cunningham to that Georgia game. So really keep your ears out for that. 4-star Florida State offensive line commit Mario Nash out of Kemper. All these guys are out of Mississippi that have been committed to out-of-state programs, but Ole Miss is gaining a lot of momentum inside the state. And 4-star Alabama running back commit Keelan Deere out of Quitman, who was one time committed to Ole Miss, then flipped to Alabama. He just made his first visit for the Georgia weekend. He's also close with Caleb Cunningham, Deuce Knight, some of those guys. So there's a lot of chatter within these Mississippi players to come on over here to the SIP.
Absolutely. The good, the bad, and the ugly is brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, or maintenance programs, Riverland has you covered, whether it's home or business. As a certified GAF Master Elite contractor, they offer warranties that last a lifetime. You can call or text at 662-644-4297 or visit the website, RiverlandRoofing.com.
I'm certainly not Chucky, but I'm going to give this a try for you, Gary. The good. I thought Ole Miss played a complete game in hoops this past Saturday after a shaky start in their first three games. Malik Dia and Mikael Brown-Jones dominated the post against a quality opponent in Colorado State, while Jalen Murray had 6 assists and no turnovers. Obviously, Ole Miss shot the ball really, really well, which always makes the real go round and round in hoops. But roles are starting to be defined, and I liked what I saw this past Saturday. The bad. It's not all bad, but I learned that the reason that the game was played in South Haven with the Ole Miss-Colorado State matchup was due to the fact that Colorado State couldn't fly their plane into the Oxford Airport. They tried to cancel the game, but then they came into an agreement to play the game in South Haven so they could fly into Memphis. The airport in Oxford is not long enough to fly bigger jets into the Oxford Airport. The city and the university need to get their heads together to find a new site, because I hear this isn't the first time it's been an issue scheduling opponents, and I'm sure it will not be the last. The ugly. I believe the committee, the football committee, is setting a bad precedence for ranking teams such as Indiana and Penn State ahead of schools like Ole Miss, Alabama, and Georgia. Indiana has the number 100th ranked schedule, hasn't beaten anybody in the top 5 in the power rankings, but are yet ranked ahead of schools who have beaten multiple ranked teams. The committee in hoops always places a huge emphasis on strength of schedule. Why is the football committee not doing the same?
I agree. I also wonder, what couldn't you have flown into Tupelo and bussed over?
Well, they could, but you still have to rent the buses. You got to get the hotel.
They got to rent buses if they fly into Memphis.
Yeah, I don't know. It's obviously a call still. It's
interesting.
Yeah, interesting. But there is a little more property that they can expand the airport right down where it's currently in Oxford, but still not going to be big enough to fly in team jets. And they got to get that. I mean, this is SEC. You know, Oxford is in Ole Miss. They got to get this resolved.
They may have to move to a different location.
Yeah, they got to move to a different location. Just got to go get it done.
All right. Good work.
Hotty toddy.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.